Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we feature one of four Republican Party candidates for Warren County Recorder, Jordan Hill. Running for the Republican nomination for Warren County Recorder in the upcoming June primary, first of all, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what else you want people to know.
My name is Jordan Hill, and I'm running for Warren County Recorder. I have lived in Warren County my entire life. I grew up in Norwalk. I lived there for the majority of my life up until the last 7 years when my husband and I bought a house in Cumming. I currently work at the Polk County Recorder's Office. I've been there for almost 8 years. I'm within the first 3 years, I got promoted to a leadership role within the real estate department. I have become the platting specialist, so that's going to lend itself well in Warren County. If you drive around, especially in Indianola and Norwalk, there's a lot of new subdivisions that are sprouting up, commercial developments that are coming into the towns too. So I think that's going to lend itself well to being the recorder. I also work closely with the Iowa Land Records team. That is, for those of you that don't know, the Iowa Land Records system is the electronic filing system within Iowa. So Warren County specifically exclusively uses Iowa Land Records to do all of their uploading and scanning of the real estate documents. So if you have ever tried to find your deed or a release of mortgage, you've probably been on the Iowa Land Records system. Outside of my professional career, I have been extremely involved in my community. When I turned 19 years old, I joined the Norwalk Library Board. On that board, I had the opportunity to interview for a position that opened for the library director. So I had the opportunity with the board to interview people from all over the United States for that position. At the same time as that, I was on my church parish council. I was on that for a number of years. On that, I was on several subcommittees. We had an opportunity as a church to choose several different opportunities to expand the grounds or the things that we could do at church. The thing that I kind of spearheaded was a daycare center. It didn't end up going on. There were bigger fish to fry, I guess, within the church, but I was able to meet with architects and do kind of all the little planning things that all of the stuff that goes into a new project within the church. After I moved out of the city of Norwalk and into the city of Cumming, I could no longer be on the library board for Norwalk because I wasn't within, my address was no longer Norwalk. So at the beginning of 2020, I kind of felt a void for being on a board of some kind. So there happened to be a vacancy in the Planning and Zoning Commission for the city of Cumming. I applied and the board unanimously selected me. I was super excited about that because that's kind of the nuts and bolts of the stuff that comes into the recorder's office that I deal with. So it was very interesting to me. I wanted to know all of the stuff that they did on the P&Z board. But it got brought to city council and they realized that my subdivision was annexed into the city of Norwalk. So I was kind of in this little purgatory between not being able to be on Norwalk boards or Cumming boards. I was grateful. I think it was last year's 4th of July parade. I was talking to a gal I'd known for a long time and she invited me to be on the Norwalk Hometown Pride Committee. So I get to kind of fulfill that void that I had. We do a lot of really great things for the community. We do a music fest in September. So we do a lot of small projects and kind of large events around Norwalk. More recently, I joined Grow Norwalk. That's a committee that our current supervisor, Aaron DeCook, started after the tornado came through Norwalk. So it's kind of a initiative to get more mature trees since we did lose several and we've just lost several over time when new subdivisions have popped up. So
walk me through your decision to want to run for Warren County Recorder, that decision process, and you mentioned your qualifications, so we don't have to get into that, but just why that you wanted to be able to perform this public service and serve Warren County.
Right. So for about 6 months before I turned in my petition for candidacy, I had heard through the grapevine that Polly was retiring, and it kind of sat heavy on my heart for a long time, and it was kind of a scary leap to make because I do have to run for my job every 4 years, and I do have a small family, and I didn't want to be put in a position that I would potentially lose my job after 4 years. So I prayed a lot about it, and my husband and I spoke a lot about it. And I think it was the end of February. I was home with a sick kiddo, and I was praying more than I normally do about it. And I just said, you know, God, you're going to have to give me a better sign. I feel nudged towards this area. I need you to give me a big sign. I don't think that I understand what you're trying to tell me. So after I got done praying, 5 minutes later, Polly Wright texted me and invited me to announce my candidacy at the Republican convention the very next day. So I thought, well, that's a pretty great sign. And so we've just been kind of running ever since then.
All right. Well, what do you want to bring to the Warren County Recorder's Office? What do you think they're doing well now, and what do you want to improve upon in the future?
I think Polly has run a very great office. I think that it's known for being a friendly office. I, of course, want to keep that up. My biggest thing coming in would be to run an efficient, effective, and an accurate office. Efficiency, no one that you're going to speak to that's running for the recorder's office is going to be able to reinvent any kind of wheel. We collect money for a bunch of different entities. So there's really nothing that we can come in and tweak so big that the taxpayers are going to see some sort of difference. But running an effective office and an efficient and an accurate office, accuracy is huge, especially when it comes to real estate. I think any taxpayer would agree they don't want clouds on their titles. So having someone walk in that has experience specifically in real estate like I do is going to be beneficial to the taxpayers, because I'll be able to help the staff, which is happens to be fairly new after Polly leaves, understand what should maybe go back for a second check to the attorney or sent back to the taxpayer or the citizen that sent it in to us. So I think that that is my main priority. The second thing that I think is a huge priority is getting the documents online. A lot of the older documents are in what we call books, and it is a physical book. And just, we live in a very here and now world. People are used to having access to things on their phone or on their computer immediately. And a lot of those records are online, but some the older ones are still in those books. So I think that it needs to be a priority to get those scanned and online, not only just for the quick access, but if there's ever a fire in the administration building or the fire alarm goes off and the sprinklers, we lose access to all of those older records. And I think that that's kind of a little bit terrifying, in my opinion. So I think that it needs to get more digitized, and I want to make that a pretty big priority as well.
All right. If people had more questions for you about your candidacy, how should they get in contact, or where should they go?
I have a Facebook page. So if you search Jordan Hill for Warren County Recorder, you'll find me, and it's J-O-R-D-Y-N. Hill is H-I-L-L.
Thanks to Jordan Hill for joining us on today's program. All four Republican Party candidates for Warren County Recorder will be featured on Let's Talk Indianola throughout the week. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That's been today's Let's Talk Indianola.